We're back here on the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner all with you. You can't be serious. Going to wrap this thing up in 10 minutes. Gosh. We need to make sure and stick to sports right here to
hashtag
forget
stick to
everything
sports.
Else that just happened in the last 5 minutes going on in the world. Okay. Everyone wants to believe that age is just a number, right? Well, Terrence Newman, former Kansas State Wildcat, is 38 years young. And this came out from Pro Football Focus today. We reference it from time to time on the show. A lot of what they have here is like mumbo-jumbo advanced statistics in football, so I'm going to do my best to just give you the general gist of this. But first of all, they did an entire piece on him, which it's fairly rare to have just one guy singled out like that for the entirety of one article. But the reason they did that is because of how well Terrence Newman performed relative to his age and just in general, period, at corner. He was their ninth best corner in the NFL at age 38. And they go through, I feel like I need to explain this every time, they watch every game, they have guys that break down the film and they rate everybody on each play, come up with a rating system. Terrence Newman's rating is 86.4, which had him as the ninth best corner in football last year. The hardest, arguably the hardest position in football to age at is corner, because if you lose a step, you're toast. You're done. I mean, you just can't lose a step there, and that's one of the first things you would think would go as you're aging. And a lot of guys transition to safety, you know, making it easier to cover up for speed deficiencies there. He's still going at 38, playing corner and being a top 10 corner in the league just by their overall metric. But they started breaking down some of it further. And like, for instance, Richard Sherman was the most difficult corner to complete a pass on in 2016 statistically. And they measure that by the fact that he went 14.9 snaps in coverage between giving up receptions. Terrence Newman was 14.7. So just 0.2 off. Basically, as tough to complete a ball on Terrence Newman last year as it was Richard Sherman at the age of 38. Over an entire season, Newman only gave up 245 yards receiving. Raiders corner Sean Smith, former Chief, he gave up 183 in week one. I mean, so that gives some perspective to what Terrence Newman's doing. And Sean Smith signed a giant deal in the offseason as a guy who's, Sean Smith is probably right around 30. Darrell Revis is 31. People used to think of him as the best corner in the league, Revis Island. They point out here that he took a giant decline this year, was one of the biggest drop-offs for a corner, and that's seemingly because you're hitting that age range of 30, 31, and he just plummeted. But somehow Terrence Newman just defies the odds and is still going. First of all, before I get to where I'm really going with this, just a round of applause, handshake, whatever, pat on the back for Terrence Newman, man, because he is still balling in the NFL at 38.
I've got a toss-up question that I want to ask here, because I would say that you mentioned that corner is arguably the toughest position to age at in the NFL. I would say that maybe running back could be in that conversation.
I think those would be the toughest.
Right. We talk about how much tread on a running back's tires, everything like that. So my question is, which former Wildcat are you most impressed is still performing at the level that they are, Terrence Newman or Darren Sproles?
I'd probably say Terrence Newman, because Darren Sproles is not taking the typical beating that you're talking about, like a feature back would as he ages. Now, he gets a lot. He does get a lot of touches out of the backfield in addition to just taking handoffs, and he is a smaller guy. It's a good debate. It's a good argument. But I think just 38, you do not see corners at 38 in the NFL. You'll see some guys still hanging on as older running backs. Frank Gore, you know, had been hanging on for a while into his 30s. They're both great examples. They're both great examples of the best thing that K-State has going in their NFL guys actually playing in the league, and that is just simply longevity. You know, there are some high-end guys, obviously, Tyler Lockett, Jordy Nelson are still pretty big names right now, but the biggest thing that K-State has is just a lot of guys that have played a lot of years, and Terrence Newman obviously exemplifies that as good as anybody.
Yeah, I think I would probably side with Terrence Newman in this. I was just playing devil's advocate, and I would say, you know, what you said about, well, Darren Sproles doesn't take as much contact. That's true, but because of his size, he falls into that category where if he loses half a step, his usefulness on the football field is basically zero. I mean, the reason why he is what he is because he's really small and he's really, really fast. If he's only really small, there's no reason for him to be out there. He should be in the CFL at that point. So I think that both of those guys have had just amazing careers, and it was really cool to see this piece about Terrence Newman.
Well, I'm glad that you actually brought up the comparison between the two there, because I think more people would think about, be cognizant of the career that Darren Sproles has had as opposed to Terrence Newman. And the same, obviously, with Jordy Nelson. And now Tyler Lockett is starting to enter into that conversation with Jordy is, you know, who is the most high-profile former Wildcat in the NFL right now. But honestly, this list of accomplishments for Terrence Newman at his age, you could argue that that's the most impressive thing that any of these guys is doing right now in the NFL still playing, just because he is so old and is still a top 10 player at a position in his league. I mean, Jordy Nelson, I think, is a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL, but is he much higher than the ninth best receiver in the NFL? I don't think so. And he's much younger than Terrence Newman. And I'm not trying to sit here and say that for the sake of saying, well, Jordy Nelson's accomplishments aren't that great. My point is, we don't talk about Terrence Newman and what he's doing enough just because of the position that he plays. Defensive back is not nearly as sexy in the world of fantasy football as a wide receiver is.
You think either Terrence Newman or Darren Sproles could apply to either? Any of them outside shot Hall of Fame? NFL Hall of Fame?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Probably not, but I'm not. That's a little bit outside of my realm of being an expert on
it's just off the top of your
head. Into the Hall of Fame. Like, I've been loosely paying attention to the Terrell Owens thing. Like, I would think T.O. would be a Hall of Famer, but that's just me naturally reacting to it.
I would say Terrence Newman would be more of a Hall of Fame-type cornerback if he probably maybe had more pick sixes and maybe even more interceptions, really. He's a good pass breaker, but he doesn't really make a lot of interceptions.
He's not – no, Terrence Newman's not near enough of a household name. Like, he's not going to be a guy.
I would think that Sproles would have more of a case because he has the highlight, you know, the highlight plays in his career,
and people know who he is. If you want to argue that, like, he was somewhat revolutionary in the way that he was used, I think that's the argument for Darren Sproles. It's not necessarily anything about his, you know, I always like to think of the Hall of Fames by the metric of not only is it a place for your best players, but it should tell the story of the game. I'm a big proponent of that, which is why I hate leaving the steroid guys out in baseball. But as it applies here, I think that would be the most compelling case if you are going to try and throw Darren Sproles in there.
And he is sixth or seventh all-time in the NFL all-purpose yards list.
True.
I'm pretty sure that the rest of that top 10 is in the Hall of Fame.
So. Yeah. And like I said, I would not consider myself an expert as far as this is concerned. This is off the cuff thinking about those guys. And Jordy, you know, I think however long he is able to play, you know, Jordy's probably a Packers Hall of Fame type of guy, I'd have to think, since he has been there for the entirety of his career. As far as the NFL Hall of Fame, I don't know. But I think Terrence Newman deserves to be certainly mentioned just as much as all those guys in terms of talking about them and what they've accomplished here in the NFL, at least for right now, because I do remember Newman early in his career, like with Dallas, they opted not to re-sign him at one point. It seemed like they were maybe just a touch underwhelmed with him. Like, he was a starter, but he was not dominant and, you know, for a top five pick like he was. They wanted him to be. So, again, that's part of the Hall of Fame discussion there. And, again, maybe why we don't think of him in such high esteem because of how his career got started. But to end, what he's doing right now is just as impressive, I think, as anybody else in the NFL that's a former Wildcat.
Agree.
Very cool. The Pro Football Focus profiles. T-New. Terrence Newman, man. He's a stud. Pride of Salina. We've got You Can't Be Serious coming up. I wanted to use this yesterday. We didn't have time. This poor, poor guy. This poor, poor guy. And he just has to get slaughtered by the internet.
We've all been there, I think.
Yeah, I do think
we can. I think Mitch has been there, too.
I think we can all relate to the tale of this poor internet kid, and You Can't Be Serious coming up.